It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Giants are going to turn it around at some point, right? You'd think?
You would think. Maybe hopefully this year they will.
Yeah. I don't know. I really have zero clue as to what they want to do with that pick, which is great for them. They've been able to conceal it up until this point.
Well, Joe Shane basically gave maybe a little bit of a tidbit yesterday when he was saying that, you know, we're not going to force the issue at number three for a quarterback.
He said for a quarterback?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Force the issue.
So that to me means,
meaning that if somebody fell to him, maybe, just maybe.
But he's not taking Jackson Dart at number three.
No, that would be a forced issue. Or but maybe Shador Sanders would be a forced issue.
That wouldn't be. Does that feel like a, well, it depends how much they like him or not, but I don't feel like that would be a forced issue at all.
Again, you're watching the draft.
You're watching this happen.
With a bunch of your Giant fan friends.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a different take on things, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has an opinion about what they should do, and they're not the ones making the decision.
Sure.
Are the Giant fans cheering if they pass on Shador and they take Travis Hunter if he's there?
Yes.
Are the Giants fans cheering if they take Abdul Carter and they pass on Shador Sanders if he's there?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say, yeah, so you're telling me that it's either going to be Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Or Shador Sanders.
No, because Cam Ward's going to go number one.
No, but if Shador drops, the Giants are going to take him. That's what I've been saying all along. If Shador's there at three, they're going
to
take
him.
You know, you're saying, would the Giant fans applaud? And I said, yes, they would applaud. Doesn't mean that's what I think they're going to do.
Oh,
totally
okay.
Different conversation.
All right, okay.
Yes, would they be cheering?
I'm just asking you, your Giant fan friend.
Yeah, they'd be happier with Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter over Shador Sanders. But that doesn't, I don't think that's what the Giants are going to do.
I think that
if Shador is there, they're going to take him.
Because they went out there and saw him during the season. They met with Deion.
Well, because what I've said many times before is the only way that they could keep their job is to show that they've got the future at that position. And other than getting Matthew Stafford. So now that they bombed out on that, and they got these two guys and Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, like, you can't have a 4 or 5 win season with no future. And you're not going to keep your job that way. But if they're hanging around 500 and Shador is the future and there's great reports, and even if he doesn't get on the field, you know, but they're right there in the mix for a wild card at the end of the year, and then they know that next year Shador is going to take over and everything has been aces, in practice and all that stuff, then John Mara is going to be like, listen, we're going to keep these guys.
Like somehow if they can do the Minnesota model.
Yeah, or the Kansas City model.
They well, they're really do the that. Minnesota model, because the Kansas City model would be they already had a quarterback that was there in Alex Smith, and he had been there for a couple of years and had taken them to the playoffs.
Right. Minnesota model was they got a scrap heap guy,
yep,
who turned out being amazing in Sam Darnold, and then they drafted the quarterback, let Sam go get his money elsewhere, and then are now going to give the job to the rookie.
Hence the Minnesota model.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is the Minnesota, but we don't know how that model's going to work out year two. Worked out year one.
Minnesota.
Right. We don't know if the Minnesota.
Yeah, because the model, you have to have a long term view.
Yeah. I mean, and that rookie quarterback's got to work out. So, yeah, I think if he's there, Shador, then they're definitely taking him.
So, it's interesting that you think that they're going to take the quarterback. This means that if you were sitting there and you're watching the draft with your buddies,
they're going to go nuts.
They're going to be angry.
I think so. My friends would be angry, yes, that I've talked to. Doesn't mean every Giant fan is going to be angry.
Oh, I know that.
But these guys,
there's probably a lot of Giant fans out there that want Shador.
Yeah, they don't like the fact that it's Deion's kid. They don't think he's that good. Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I like Cam Ward a little bit better. A little bit better. But Shador's a no-go.
Shador has been in a pro-style offense the last 2 years.
I like Shador. I think he'll be good for them. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the guy is going to be a perennial Pro Bowler, but I would make that move if I were Joe Shane and he was sitting there.
Well, they've certainly spent enough time at Colorado. Now, that could be looking at both he and Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then, as you said before, sometimes it helps when the decision is made for you. And the other scenario, which is a tough one, but could happen, is if they do draft Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, and that guy turns out to be a stud, and Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, the combination of that, you know, does that same thing I'm talking about, which is you either make the playoffs, which could be a miracle, or you're right in the discussion, you're winning a lot of games, comes down to week 17, week 18, and Joe Shane can look at John Mara and go, hey, we won more games. We're going in the right direction. And last year, I got you Malik Nabers. This year, I got you Travis Hunter. And we'll get our quarterback. But we are, I mean, look at this roster that we're building.
Well, the reason I got you Travis Hunter and Malik Nabers is because we can't win games. I mean, what about that argument?
It's a great argument.
Here's back. The one thing I will say. So this is going to be interesting. They're not going to pick up. I don't think they're going to pick up the fifth-year option on Kayvon Thibodeau.
I mean, they'd be nuts to.
Right. So that means give him one more year. Maybe he'll be highly motivated. They draft Abdul Carter, and there's your other edge rusher. And by the way, I don't know if you've seen any of this tape on Abdul Carter.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen all these guys. I've seen 10 million highlight reels.
His shoulder is like 2 inches from the ground when he's coming around the corner.
Which is all the great ones in the NFL are doing that exact thing. Miles Garrett does it. T.J. Watt.
Bruce Smith used to do it.
Micah Parsons does it. Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor did it. They had this just weird ability to just stay on their feet when they come around the corner and lower their shoulder
at a high rate of speed.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. But he's got that stress reaction in his foot, which could scare some people.
All right, let me give you one more scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the Giants. You're sitting there at number three. Both of those quarterbacks are taken. Okay, and now you have your choice between Hunter or Abdul Carter. And I think everybody would be happy with either player. And then later on in the draft, you trade back into the first round, maybe, you know, 28, 29, who knows, 20. And you draft a Jackson Dart or a other quarterback type.
I don't like any of those guys. I don't like Jalen Milroe. I don't like Jackson Dart for New York. No, don't like it.
Okay.
I mean, that to me is forcing the issue.
All right, but I kind of feel like with these one-year deals with Jameis and with Russell, it's like, what's the future at the position?
That's why I said, you know, if they really loved one of those guys, they would have to trade up and get him. They really loved him. I don't know what the hell. Nobody knows what the future of the position is if they don't get a young guy this year. But I also think that they got scared off. I think that their plan originally was one of those guys is going to fall to us. We'll get one of them at number three. And then they felt like they didn't, so they were like, okay, we're going to have Jameis start, then he's going to be the backup like four or five games in, and just like they did with Eli Manning and Kurt Warner. And then they felt like, I don't know, maybe this is a Titans-Browns quarterback draft, and we're sitting there at three, that we got to do something else, so we got to go out and get Russell Wilson, and they did. But the future, that's a great question, future of that position. But these guys, you know, and I bring this up all the time because the fans look at it differently than the guys that are doing jobs. And it's human nature. And you're going to be a fan forever. The Giant fan is with the team for the rest of your life. These guys are fighting for their jobs. And they have to, because the owner told them, they got to win this year. And you got to show me we're on the right track. So their decisions this offseason will be based on that. Not 3-4 years down the road.
No,
on what happens in 2025.
Yes.
So there you go. And we'll see. And I'm hoping it's Shador, because that will be the greatest quarterback room to have ever existed. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Shador Sanders, and Tommy DeVito. Come on.
It doesn't get much better than that, for sure.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.